Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends and listeners, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. One of the most beautiful things about Islam is that it doesn't just tell us what to believe, it tells us what to become. It gives us a model of character, and that model is the prophets. And following them, the imams. And following them, their true students, like the true scholars. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam lists the traits that Allah distinguished the prophets with. He says, if you have these, thank Allah, and if you don't, ask for them, because they are not reserved for prophets. They are available to anyone who seeks them. So let me read his words. Indeed, Allah distinguished the prophets with noble character traits. So whoever possesses them, let them praise Allah for that. And whoever does not possess them, let them besiege Allah and ask him for them. I asked, may I be sacrificed for you? The narrator says. What are they? He says, piety, contentment, patience, gratitude, forbearance, modesty, generosity, courage, and protectiveness, righteousness, truthfulness, and fulfilling trust. 12 traits, a complete picture of what a believer should strive for. So let's walk through them briefly. Piety, being careful about what is forbidden and doubtful, living with awareness of God. Contentment, being satisfied with what Allah has given, not constantly chasing more and complaining. And patience, staying steady through difficulty, not collapsing under pressure. And gratitude, recognizing blessings and thanking the giver. And forbearance, not reacting in anger, being slow to respond with harshness. And modesty, having a sense of shame that prevents you from doing what is wrong. And generosity, giving freely, not holding back out of fear of poverty. And courage, standing up for truth even when it's difficult. Protectiveness, having a sense of honor and care for what is sacred, what is tied to our grace. And righteousness, doing good, being kind and just. And truthfulness, speaking truth even when it costs you. And fulfilling trust, returning what is entrusted to you, keeping promises and being reliable. Psychologists have studied these traits. They are the foundation of healthy relationships, strong communities, and inner peace. They are not just religious ideals, they are human necessities. So the prophets were distinguished by these traits, but they are not only for them. They are for anyone who wants to become closer to God and better for others. Inshallah, we'll be among them. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma. صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد